Hey, this is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo.
Hey.
The Planner Dilemma.
Lord have mercy.
So today we're going to be talking about our planner problems.
Yeah, we have them.
Yep, you probably have planner problems right now too. If you don't, good for you. If you do, just sit with us while we talk about ours.
Yeah, hopefully maybe we come to a resolution at the end.
Right.
Or maybe, something.
Maybe you'll get some ideas. Maybe you guys can give us some ideas.
Absolutely. So,
what's your planner problem, Candace?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I switched over to the Franklin planner system. I have an old cover that's like probably like 12, 13 years old. Bought it at Target. I just wish Target still sold Franklin planners. That would probably solve a lot of my problems.
Yeah.
But, so my deal is, first of all, finding a cover that I like, that's not going to be smashing my pages or my dividers on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to carry a pen in my planner, so that's another one. So I'm using this old one, but it's like kind of cracky. It's not real leather. So yeah, it's kind of on its last leg, but it's cute. I don't really care for the pocket configuration in the front, but I'm able to put what I need in there.
Yeah.
Cute. I am kind of cheap when it comes to spending money on planners.
What's cheap?
Oh, goodness.
Because everybody thinks cheap is different.
Yeah, let's talk about cheap. So, I would say I'm Kiki K cheap.
Okay, so that's not cheap. That's like $90.
No, it's not, but I'm not Gilio cheap. Like, or Vander Speck. Like, I've never pulled the trigger on either one of those. I have planned to. I have wrestled with it. I've put planners in my cart. I've customized them. And I have never pulled the trigger.
You got to. I mean, at least Vander Speck. Like, I just love Vander Speck so much.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, we'll see how your stuff fits in yours when you get it. And yeah. I might do it. Because I like that cognac leather. Like, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. When I'm with my cognac coach purse and my cognac sandals and my outfit or whatever, it just feels like you're conquering the world.
Yeah.
It's the color.
It's like you feel put together.
Yes. Yes. I love the color cognac. So that's where I'm at right now. If Franklin would just make that, what is this called?
Anna or Anna.
Yes, if they would make that Anna or Anna planner in a compact size, my life would be set.
Yes. Okay, so what I've noticed about Franklin planners is in the compact size, they don't have a lot of snap closures. And
no.
I am addicted to snap closures. Like, I feel
same.
Like I need that sound. I need that sound to feel accomplished. Like,
yeah.
It's done.
It's done. Yeah. I don't know what it is for me. I just really like snap closures. I've tried zippers, and it just seemed like it's work to get in there. Usually when I'm trying to open my planner on the go, I need it to be quick, snap,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I will say I'm really surprised at that Libby binder, mm-hmm. which is from Franklin, and because it's a zipper, and it's it's actually really nice. Like, I actually really like it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can't get past that green color and whatever that plum or whatever color that they have.
Yeah.
I can't get past it.
You don't like the green? I was surprised I liked the green.
Really?
Actually liked it.
I don't have anything green. Anything. Well, some Vans, but they're like army green or my phone.
But it has
that's
like
a different
cognac
green.
Like backing. And so when you're looking cute with your like
it should be all
purse.
Cognac. Should be all cognac.
So you're looking for that kind
it's
of
the
planner.
Aesthetic.
Yeah.
The binder.
Yeah.
Is what it is for me. My system is great. Like, it's on point.
Yes.
I took the class like you recommended. Everybody should go take that, by the way.
The Franklin planner class.
And they even say in there that you could use it with any planner.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it really got my life.
Yeah. All the way together.
Yep. And there's not a bunch of floaties up here. of things or tasks that I think I have to do mm-hmm. all the time because you put it on your paper. So it actually yeah. is working. I like it. We just got to figure out the cover situation.
Yeah. Seriously, that's my dilemma too. So a lot of times people have planner problems where, you know, the system isn't right. Okay, where should I put, like, which section should I put this in? Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't have those issues because nah. the Franklin system is the bomb.
Yes. It's effective.
Yes. We keep it's plugging efficient. It. We keep plugging it because it really is, like, yeah. I mean, I would not be so gung-ho about this planner or the system if I really didn't, you know, use it and like it. So, like...
Oh, absolutely.
This is not just, like, marketing strategy. Like,
oh, absolutely. This is I'm not just... I'm not getting anything from it. MJ does have affiliate links, but that's not why she shares it.
Like, exactly.
She shares because it actually does work.
It is the bomb.
Yeah.
So, that is my planner issue, too. So, I have the Libby cover from Franklin Planner, and I really like it. However, it's the zipper because, like, I'm surprised I like the zipper as much as I did, mm-hmm. And as much as I do, because I still swap in and out, but I am just a sucker for a snap closure.
Yeah.
And so I went and got a Jillia, which was not cheap, and I, like, cringed, and so I cringed, like, when I pressed it, because I got the express shipping too, because I'm like, mm-hmm. oh shoot, they said it could take up to like 30 days. Oh,
by
no.
that time your mind's changed.
I know.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like,
I know,
dang, I'm gonna have to wait 3 months for this planner.
I know. So that's why I'm like, and so I got it, and I really like it.
It's beautiful.
It is. I really like it, but I just feel like I'm not, I like the color.
It's beautiful.
But the leather, it just feels so delicate. And it's not comfortable for me. Because I want to toss it in my purse, but I know I'm going to scratch it. And yeah. so I'm like, if I'm going to, like, I don't know. A lot of people like the scratches because they're like, oh, it just gives it character. And I think so. Mm-hmm. But mine isn't a pebbly leather. It's more of a smooth.
Yeah.
And so when it's scratched, you see it.
Right. I hear you. It's so pretty, though. I mean, it's so well put together and everything.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know. But... maybe one day. If I'm staying in this size, then possibly.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go ahead and... So here's the dilemma here. I'm like, okay, do I keep this planner? Do I sell it and get a custom or something? Or, yeah, that's kind of, those mm-hmm. are kind of the options.
Right.
Or do I just, like, you know, try out some other Franklin covers? And mm-hmm. I might do that, too. But, yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. I think, I feel like for you, I know that you're happiest kind of in the pink planners. And they are. They look amazing. They really do.
Yeah.
Cognac is my favorite, and it looks really, really good. Like, I love it. But I think... for your planner piece, and like you said, you know, being delicate and whatever, because mm-hmm. I'm not delicate with my planners by any means.
So yours would get scratchy.
Yeah, it's going to be beat down, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I just paid this money for this thing. But yeah, I think like going with the Vanderspeck.
I think, because...
the Giulio is beautiful, but
it
like...
it is. Yeah. It's gorgeous. But like, I felt like I'd be able to like... that color, which mm-hmm. I do like the color of the cognac, mm-hmm. Because I have the Anna binder.
Right, right.
And this binder, I really love it. Like,
right.
it's been nice. But I think it's just how careful I have to be with this leather.
Right.
And I don't have to be, because I know everybody, you know, a lot of people are different with their planners.
Right.
Some people are like, oh, you just need to use it, you know.
Everybody's not that way.
I mean... I feel like I should be able to, but I don't feel comfortable after I just spent an arm and a leg in a firstborn, which I was fine with doing when I thought I'd be comfortable with throwing
right,
in a bag.
Right, and then you got it and you're like...
right, but...
yeah.
So I created my custom and put it in my cart, and it's probably even going to turn out to be more than the Giulio, but, like, I feel so comfortable with that kind of leather.
But on that one, do the scratches actually really show up
it does,
that way?
Because
I know on the pocket that you have at the house,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that looks like brand new.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
doesn't look like it's even it's ever been used ever.
And I've been throwing it in my bag.
Yeah. Yep. So I can understand. I see where you're coming from. And I'm not sure how I would act. I didn't treat my Kiki K's pretty.
But
I didn't treat my Filofax pretty, but still is not like, I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet. So I don't know.
I think you should go with, and this is just your face.
You see my face already? Yes. Just like, what? Go with what?
Okay. No. So I think that you would really like a Giglio or a Vanderspeck or something, you know. Yeah, I think you'd like one of those kinds of planners because you do keep your planners for so long. And, I mean, you still have this Franklin planner after 14 years. And this leather, I'm sure, will hold up for a long time. And so if you like the planner and how it looks, like, you know, just imagine not spending all this money on future planners because
you have what you like. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. You know who I haven't thought about? Is Foxy Fix.
Oh.
Like a personal wide or something. You know what, though?
I looked on their website and literally couldn't find a planner because they were all sold out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm about to look
now. Are they not doing any customs or whatever at all? I haven't been on there in a long time since I did my, remember I was going to do my office, the pink and whatever. Since I ordered that stuff, I haven't bought any. I think I still have some A6s around somewhere.
Yeah.
I think I have three of them.
Yeah,
they're somewhere.
Honestly, though, everything says sold out. You see?
Oh, interesting.
Even when you like go to the next page. Huh. So if anybody knows what's going on with Foxy Fix, maybe I could just ask.
I was gonna say maybe we just email them and see what the deal is, or if they're gonna. I did get an email maybe about a month or two ago about a mystery sale that they were getting rid of everything. Kind of skimmed the email and that they were changing stuff, but I couldn't imagine why they would have the stuff on there. I don't know, but that would, I mean, I've done Foxy Fix in the past and I've been pretty happy with their planners.
I remember
we were dying for them to make a pocket.
Yes,
and I didn't even buy one. Yeah. I was dying for them to make a pocket with snap closure or even a snap closure planner. What was the one? The botanical?
Yes.
That was so pretty.
Yes, it was.
That was so pretty.
I had several of those planners, like the mochi, the botanical rose, the cherry blossom.
Mm-hmm. They're just so pretty.
They were. I would totally consider that if, and I get a personal snap. Because their personals were so wide already.
Yeah, they were wide already.
I'd get a personal snap if they had some. But
that's something.
That's something to ask
that
about.
The bloom set from Franklin Covey would match that.
Cherry blossom or any of those.
Any of them.
We need to email them. What's going on?
I need a planner. It's been a minute.
And I know there are lots of other companies that sell planners. But I think that the cool thing about, you know, Giglio and Vanderspeck, Foxy Fix didn't really have custom sizes, but that I know of. But the thing about these planners shops is that you can say, hey, can you widen it this amount?
And your pocket configurations, because I don't need a secretarial pocket.
Exactly.
I don't need that half little pocket. What I need is multiple pockets to put my cards or whatever I want to put there. You know, I love that you can totally customize and kind of build how you want.
That's the thing about Vanderspeck, because Vanderspeck, you can just do all the things. And that's why part of the reason why I'm like, I don't feel that bad, like, tossing it in my bag or whatever. Because
you created it.
I created this. But a Giglio, okay, so I don't know if they do, I don't think that they do customs, but they have different kinds of sizes. So they have the one that I have right now is the Campagna XL, or the Medium XL. And so it's large enough to hold my Franklin Planner inserts. And they have several different sizes that you can pull from. Mm-hmm. But
I really like that, the spine, whatever that is there, to hold your rings. Like, it's so nice. It doesn't have that little dip
Yeah. Thing.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Oh my gosh, that dip used to
make us. I don't know why it bothers me so much.
Which planner Kiki had K. the dip? Oh,
yeah, right off the bat. Yep, because that's why I couldn't carry it. I'm like, I love this, and it's perfect, but I cannot with that dip.
Yeah. So these...
And I don't think I bought another one. The rings were perfect size. Like, everything was just perfect with that darn dip. I could not take it.
That is so funny, like, that these are our planner problems. Like... The cover.
The cover. The freaking cover. The cover.
Man.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, like, when... Okay, so, I'm thinking about how this is different than our other planner problems. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is the best planner problem that I could have.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because
it's not interrupting your system and
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Literally, it's just... It just is set
outside.
And like, it's literally like, oh, what color do I want to have?
Yep.
And if I could have like a whole slew of colors.
Oh yeah, and you just switch them out or whenever, do seasons or whatever. Yeah, I think eventually I'm gonna try to get there. But I gotta find which one it is.
I know.
I just wish Franklin would just cooperate. That Anna binder, if they had different shades of that, like black.
They have gray.
And they have black, gray, cognac.
They have other colors, but it's in classic.
In classic. I cannot do a classic planner. It's too big.
It's too big?
I mean, it'll take up all the room in my tote. I'll need a Neverfull or something.
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's an option. You know. Ooh. It does take up a whole lot of space, but I just cannot get over how much space I have when I crack open
really
this planner.
I do really like it, but.
And, like, write in it, and it's, like, mm-hmm. And, okay, another note here is that I'm left-handed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of times the rings get in the way when I'm writing, and with this big planner, I can just write whatever and don't have to worry about bumping mm-hmm. up against it, so.
I hear you.
That's why it's my jam.
I mean, it's, I love it.
Man, so, okay, what do you think you're gonna do? First of all, we got to email Foxy Fix.
Yeah, I need to know what's going on with their website, because I would probably pull the trigger on that quicker than I would.
Oh yeah, same
somewhere
here.
Else.
And if they had multiple colors, like I'd be like, all right, give me that one, that one, that one,
yes,
that one.
Yes, because they have the colors,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And their planners are so well put together. I mean, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, remember that? What was it I got from their website years ago when they were on Etsy?
That
big one.
Was it the...
Oh, my gosh.
It was the hot pink one?
It had the hot pink stitching and
it was black.
Pink. It was black. I forgot what it was called.
Oh, I remember.
Girl, I love that fat thing. I can't believe I carried it for so long.
Yeah.
And that was a big one.
It was like
so
20
chunky.
Notebooks in there.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
Were like,
I had a notebook for every section of my life.
This is going to be my planner. I'm not going to switch out. You gave us a whole, like, spiel. I'm not going to switch out. I'm going to use this for everything.
Yeah.
So.
And I just kept adding books and adding books and adding books and jump bands and jump bands. Yeah. What? I'm sure it's somewhere.
I remember that speech. Like, I can remember you were standing. Mm-hmm.
That pebbly, that leather was just the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminded me of the Chic Sparrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pemberley.
Pemberley. I still have that.
Yeah. I have
it's
that
a small one.
Blue, or not blue. I had the purple one. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. But
yeah, I still have that one somewhere. I haven't been in a traveler's notebook or even tried to think about being in a TN in
girl,
I don't know how long.
I have scraped that from my mind. Like,
yeah.
I cannot do a TN.
No.
So.
It's, I don't know how I did it then. And I tried to do one, like, as a journal.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found myself, like, I have my planner. I carry my planner with me everywhere. And then a thought would pop in my head and my journal's at home.
Right.
So that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So now with the Franklin planner, I literally can either use a daily page or some of the note pages or something. And if a thought comes up or if I think of a poem, which happens randomly, is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But if I think of something, something sparks that and I need to jot it down, then I can do so right in my planner. Like, everything is there.
Everything. I was just actually
talking
to my friend.
You just gave me a book recommendation. And what did I do? Pull out the planner and write it down.
Yes! because
I mean
my friend is she's not a planner person at all. And so anytime I show her my planners and stuff, she's like, oh my gosh, that's just so overwhelming. How do you do it? And you know, and so she did a whole planner system. And it's funny because, like, I need more space for things to do. And she's very much a thinker. Like, I'm more action-oriented, just do it. I sometimes struggle with sitting down and thinking. and so she's more of a thinker. Let's mull it over. And so she needs a whole lot more space to think. And so she created this planning system with, like, this, it's like a little paper pad with, like, the week. And she's, like, literally going to tear it off and throw it in the garbage. Because she's like, I don't need.
I'm done with it.
I don't need this anymore. And I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
You don't want to know. Like, you don't want to keep what you've done. Like, you don't want evidence.
Yeah, or reference or anything.
No. She's like, no. Because what she focused on is her thoughts. And so she has a bunch of, like, different pages and you know, spaces for full-on thinking sessions. Oh, okay. And I'm like, wow, like, I would not be able to work with that, but, like, for you, that sounds like that's gonna really work. And so when I think about it, though, I'm like, shoot, this Franklin planner, like, it has a whole page for thinking.
For thinking.
And a page for acting. And I'm like, this is so perfect for all these people
who, I didn't even think about that.
Who have different thought patterns. And so, I don't know if you guys know or if you guys have done the Enneagram yet, but I'm an Enneagram type 1, and Candace is a type 8, and the friend that I'm talking about is a type 5. And so you 5s know that you need to think. You need time to, like, mull it over, think about it, process, whereas the 1 is like, all right, I know what to do. I've thought about it. Now let's make the to-do and let's do it.
Yes, do it, yeah. Yeah, I feel that. So I was reading this guy. I think we both follow him on Instagram. He does the Enneagram work and whatever. And he was just, one of his things is about how 8s go to 5 when they're panicking.
Ooh, yeah.
And that is so true. Yeah. Like, nobody will ever know that there is some duress or some crazy thing until I put it into action. Like, I'm literally thinking about it. I'm praying about it. You know, I might bounce it off of your head, but usually it's already done. And I just, I mean, you know, because I've already talked with whatever is going on in my head. I've already done that. Yeah. And that was just kind of interesting how you said, like, she's a 5 and she's a thinker, like, all the time. I couldn't imagine that being my everyday.
Oh, my
I would
gosh.
Be overwhelmed if that was my everyday.
Listen.
Because when I'm panicking or I'm feeling like, you know, and I have those thoughts and I'm bouncing them off and whatever, like, that's overwhelming to me.
Girl,
that is overwhelming.
Listen, it's funny because I was talking to, like, to another a fellow one. We both hate being ones. But I was talking to a fellow one, and she was, like, feeling so frustrated with her, like, just the fact that she's a one and she has this, like, tendency to do these things. And so I was like, you know what? Like, just take a breath, because we're ones, but we prefer to be ones.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at every single number and their issues, it's like, bruh, I don't want to deal with that. I prefer to deal with these problems.
Right.
Because I can't imagine being a 5. I can't imagine being an 8. I can't, like, it would be total ruin.
It is crazy how you go with that, because I think about too, because I feel like whenever I read something about a 1, it's always internal. You know, when you're dealing with things or processing things or whatever, it's internal. You know, and me, I'm like outward, like, you know.
Yes. I feel like if I was an 8, I would probably have to take back so many words.
Girl, I used to when I was younger. No, I didn't take them back. I didn't take it back. I just, like, man. You made me say it. You made me say it, and you think that's bad? Shoot, you better be glad I don't say what's really in my head. Like, you know, the stuff that I'm holding back.
Man. Man, y'all 8s are so funny,
and I look
man.
Back now, even, like, dating and stuff, things that I've said to people, I'm like, and why are they calling me now? Like, why are they back? I would never. She said this to me. How dare her?
Man.
And then they come back and I'm like, dude.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, when I think about my oneness. And side note, if you guys haven't done the Enneagram, go over to the EnneagramInstitute.com, I think, or just Google it and then take the quiz. It's like, it's
the $12 one. Don't do the free one because that is so weird.
They will give you all kinds of crazy stuff. So just do the $12 ones. If y'all, if we can all spend
so life-changing
$50 on a planner, then you can do $12.
You'll probably understand yourself and truly learn what you need in your planner because of the Enneagram. Oh, like, I understood so much stuff about myself after. It was so enlightening when I learned about it.
Absolutely.
And I did that quiz, and now I'm addicted to it. Like, girl, I want to know all the things. And now... Yes, and now there's, like, different people I found on Instagram that help you to put, like, your growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've identified what's going on, mm-hmm. and this is how you grow from that.
Exactly.
If you want to be better. Some people like where they're at. Mm-hmm. Like, my sharp tongue, when I was younger, in my 20s and teens or in high school, mm-hmm. that was that. But now I'm getting older, and I don't want to be that way. Like,
girl,
I want to be a 5 and think about it before I say it. No.
In stress. Seriously, that's like, in stress, I go to 4, mm-hmm. which is so scary because it's like the world is coming to an end for me. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it's like, and so this is why I think everybody should, like, figure out their numbers and stuff, because I'm not clinically depressed or anything like that. But when I get super stressed out, you would think that mm-hmm. I need to go, like, get my life together somewhere at some facility. Because it is, I mean, it looks so different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when I was younger, I used to always say, like, I just want to be a princess. Like, I just want to be a princess who lives in this land with all these servants and all the food and all the fun. And it would just... Like, I didn't put it together because I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as I've gotten older, I'm just like, oh, I just want to have some money. And I want to have, you know, be in New Zealand. And,
yes.
you know, and so I just go to this, like, dream world when I'm just stressed out mm-hmm. because I don't want to deal with it.
Because it's perfect there.
Right. But yeah. it's not a healthy place to be. So. So, yeah, I mean, it might be healthy for some people. And that's why I think it's so important for the Enneagram, because... For you, when you're in that, like, you know, scary thinking space, and for you, when you go to growth, you're like a 2,
mm-hmm.
which is kind and, like, reaching out mm-hmm. to people and being so, and it's, and for me, I'm, when I'm going to growth mode, I'm more of a 7, like, oh, I'm more spontaneous mm-hmm. and whatever. And so I think that it's so important for people to know their numbers, because, like,
yes.
like, for instance, when a 5 is going to stress, they look more like a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and my friend, the one who's the 5, we're both looking like 7s. And me, I'm thriving in it. And yeah, she's stressed out in it. And so us doing that together, like, I can't be like, oh, yeah, that's just so healthy for you to be here. Because it's probably it's not healthy for mm-hmm. especially the way she's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, it's really important for people to, like, figure out what they need and what they want. And
I mean, that. Enneagram is just so enlightening. I know I've never really been the, like, astrology type
mm-hmm,
or whatever, but mm-hmm. there are some things. I'm an Aquarius based off of the zodiac. But some of those things you do identify with,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things do kind of go with it. But if you have friends, and same with the Enneagram too, you have friends and different people that we're like, we're born 2 days apart, and this girl is crazy. Like, what is wrong with her? You know what I mean? And so you would think, because, you know, the zodiac groups you into this thing,
mm-hmm.
that's how you would be. The Enneagram is based off of your, I feel like from what I've learned, is based off of your upbringing, you know, different experiences that you've had. And that's basically how it shapes you. Now, we're all in these different, you know, these numbers, and we have these different triads, but it's explained. I think it's because it's, like, scientific and definite.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
I think.
It's really cool because, like, it's like people, the way that people look at the Enneagram is from their Enneagram lens too. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to, you know, who have done different research, some people say like, yeah, this is based off of how you grew up. And mm-hmm. some people say like, no, this is the way you were born and your situations have formed around the way you are. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I don't know which way.
Yeah.
If I had to lean one way in terms of what I would believe, I believe more like, you know, this is what you've grown into because of you had to, survival mode, mm-hmm. whatever. But
I think that's where mine identifies, like an eight when you go look at it,
mm-hmm.
and the having to take care of yourself and yeah. taking care of my little sisters growing up and just different situations that I've been in. I'm like, this makes total sense. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So maybe for someone who didn't have experiences or something like that, they probably feel like, yeah, this is what I was born into and this is how I am and this yeah. is why I lead my life this way.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, when they identify and they say, you know, this was probably a person that had this experience as a young mm-hmm. child, this is that and the mm-hmm. that's...
Yeah, but like, and so I'm on your side, yeah. but I like these people pose like a really good thought mm-hmm. when they say like, you know, what came first, like chicken or the egg? Like,
yeah.
did you have these experiences because you saw them as these experiences? Like
mm-hmm.
you saw them out of the lens of your Enneagram because somebody else might be there and they might see it differently mm-hmm. because of their Enneagram.
Right.
Or have you like, yeah, yeah. like.
It was a really interesting conversation. Yeah, it is.
It really is. But I agree with you. I feel like for mine, I feel like there have been so many situations where I felt like I needed structure
mm-hmm.
and people were all just, and it's crazy because they solidify it mm-hmm. every time they act crazy, like family members or whatever, they mm-hmm. they it seems like they solidify me and my oneness because I'm yes. like, see, this is why I plan things exactly. this is why I write things down because
girl
y'all
every experience I'm like, this is why I am the way I am.
Oh my gosh. Did I tell you about me and Dominique and our tiff when it came to our playing our game?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So, y'all, me and my husband, we're playing this game, Dominion. And we love, like, board games, card deck mm-hmm. building games or whatever. And so we were playing, and mind you, I'm a rule person when we play games.
Mm-hmm.
If I know you're about to be, like... You know, you don't want to go by the rules. You just want to play just for fun. If I know you're going to be like that, I prepare myself ahead of time.
Either prepare myself or I don't participate.
Yes, that's true. I'm like, okay, I need to prepare myself because this person is not going to take this seriously. So let me go in not expecting to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, but me and my husband, like, we are pretty much, like, we pretty much follow the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, the rules are so particular. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just so particular. It's really cool how they form the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, side note. But anyway, we're playing the game. And he starts acting. And then he's like, oh, shoot, I messed up. And so he takes it back. So, I cringe every time it happens. Because I'm like, yikes. Like... What if we were playing with another group of people? Like, you can't just do that. You're going to be making me look bad in front of these people. Like, we don't play like this.
Making you look bad. Not that he's the one who's doing it. Yes.
Yes.
You're making me look bad.
Like, we don't play real games here.
Yeah.
So I just let it go. And he, you know, he had done that. He's like, it doesn't matter. It's fine. We're yeah. playing. And so there was this one, we got this expansion pack,
mm-hmm.
and with the expansion pack, there was this different card that it was like an attack card
mm-hmm.
once you did something. And so he did something, the attack came into effect, and then he tried to take it back. And I'm like, oh, no, we don't, this is not a take back situation yeah. here. But he's like... Well, I didn't see that card there. Like, he didn't see it. And so I trust that he's telling the truth because he okay. don't be lying.
Yeah.
But he didn't see it, and if he would have saw it, he would have done something different. And but to me, I'm like, but no, you did it. That's part of the game.
Yeah,
you need to.
You look. Don't want to lose.
You need to watch. Yeah. Like, what do you? And so he was so hurt. Like, he was so hurt because he felt like I was just being super rigid, and I was like trying to figure out why I was so bothered because I was really upset. I'm yeah. like, you cannot do this.
I can imagine.
I was so upset. He's like, why is this such a big deal? And I'm like, well, why is it such a big deal to you? Yeah. Why can't you just follow the rule if it's not that big, of a deal? And so yeah. we're just going back and forth. And so finally, I let him have it. But then we were struggling through the rest of the day because I'm like, this is not okay. Like, you can't do this. So, okay, to the point. So I was so bothered with him, but I was more so bothered with myself mm-hmm. because I'm like, why am I so angry at this? Like, what is going on right now? Mm-hmm. And so as I'm checking myself, I'm thinking like, wow, okay, this is why, like this solidified, like for him to think that I was being so rigid and mean, that was the big part mm-hmm. of it. He thought I was being mean. Like I wasn't giving him a pass, like I was just, it was like a personal attack on mm-hmm. him. And for me, I'm like, this is why I follow the rules. This is why I make sure I do the things right, because it's nothing personal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's crazy because like as like a manager, like when I was in charge of like this team of people, I was always like that. Like mm-hmm. everybody knew they weren't getting special treatment.
Yes,
but once we're done, we can be cool, we can play, yes. we can. And so for him, he gives people passes all the time. And no. he was a manager. He's like, ooh, yeah, you go ahead. Like, you do what you need to do.
Oh, my God.
But that's because he is less likely to compartmentalize because he's mm-hmm. a nine. He's all, like, he just yes. puts it all together. So I know that was a long story. Thank y'all for bearing with it. But the point was, it's like, you know, it's hard to kind of sit with your number and sit with like who you are mm-hmm. and it feels like people are solidifying it and situations solidify, see, this is why I do this and this is why I do that, but I still think it's important for y'all, I mean for everybody,
it
too,
is to know,
to know, I'm telling and to you, check.
It's one of the best things ever. I will tell you, in my life, the greatest things that I have ever done for myself is to go to therapy and find out my Enneagram, and more recently, get on the Franklin Planner system. Yes. Those are the three things right now that I feel like are helping me.
Yes.
Or that have helped me with whatever situation I have
yeah.
had.
Honestly, I would say, like, I can't even go back to figure out which ones, but I know for sure one of the things that I feel like is just life-changing is reading the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, that is where I found out the Franklin system. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he had a website with all of the, you know, stuff mm-hmm. to go along with it. But I, like, when I read that book, I was like, oh my gosh, this is how I need to plan. This is how I need to, like, do my life here, because this is so helpful. Mm-hmm. And it was during a time where I was really hating work. I was hating going every single day mm-hmm. and learning those tools. It was just so helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. I will definitely, I second that for sure.
Girl, this whole planner dilemma situation just turned into a life.
I know.
A life situation.
And we are life planners.
Yes.
Our planners help us to live our lives, so.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And knowing your Enneagram, I'm probably sure it will help you with your planner system if you are having a planner dilemma.
Listen, I will almost bet it. Like, so if we could go down the list of, like, things that could be helpful for different Enneagram numbers. For ones, it is important for you to have lists. List on list on list on list on lists. Just have them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel better. Twos, I think y'all need to plan time with people. Like,
oh, yes.
Just make sure that you have some, like, friend time or some check-in time.
Mm-hmm.
That could be helpful for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You have anything to add? Because you got a lot of two friends.
I do have a lot of two friends, and I second that for sure. Mm-hmm. Because y'all start feeling like people don't like you, and that is not even the case.
Right. So take care of yourself and set aside some
time. I don't know how I got a lot of two friends.
Girl.
I don't know how they put up with me.
Girl, I have a few two friends, and they're cool and all, but, like, I think my oneness really rubs up against the two because I'm, like, super loyal to, like, a fault, and it seems like they're flutter.
They do. And I think
not all of them.
Not all of them, but I feel like certain ones that I've encountered
unaware.
Do that for me, and it's too much.
Yeah.
But there's other ones that I know there's no malice or there's no other stuff going on behind them fluttering around.
Yeah. And when I say fluttering around, I don't mean like they just have other friends, but it's like this different energy.
Yeah, like, it's different energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but not all twos are like that. I have some really lovely two friends who are healthy, and yeah. So, let's keep going. Three. I think threes, I think it's important for them to like identify their wins. Like, what would it mean for them to win at the end of the week and do that, whatever that is.
So that could be somebody that likes to check things off or something like that. Maybe, you know, going back and being able to see how much you checked off and what you accomplished for that week.
Yeah.
So
like, even when you've already done something, probably write it down and check it off.
And check it off. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't let people shame you.
Yes.
Sometimes you need that.
Yes. I do it sometimes, but when it's, like, as a one, I'm like, if it's not leading me toward what I really wanted to do, like, the right thing to do, whatever that is, it just feels like meh. But threes, I hear that's really helpful. Fours, I don't know what y'all need, because I be stressed out when I think about, like, when I'm in a four mode.
Girl, my daughter says she's a four.
Oh, what does she need to, like,
know,
plan?
She doesn't.
she's
in her head. Like,
maybe she needs
all,
like,
the time.
Emotional, like, time to, like, self-care. Yeah, self-care
time. I feel like
time.
She does need self-care, and she needs time with me.
Okay, so
we just come upon that. She's 17, she's 17, and we've been having tough time because I feel like, well, maybe she needs her space, you know, because she withdraws or whatever it is, and that is not the case. I didn't tell you we had, like, a coming to Jesus, and I hugged her, and she just came in my room one night and was talking to me and about stuff and just kind of let all this stuff out. I did get a little teary, and I just let her know how I felt.
Aww.
You know, and then so we ended the conversation. I don't think she was pleased with me, and she left out of my room, closed the door, and she went to bed. And I laid there for a few minutes, and I was like, get up and go in there and hug her and just tell her you love her. And so I did. And I hugged her, and she hugged me back. And as I'm talking, it wasn't quick, but as I'm talking, I felt her hug me tighter.
Aww.
And, so it was good. I forgot to tell you. I can't believe I forgot to tell you about that. Yeah, Jaina. but, yeah, I feel like self-care and things like that. I know we did a lot of bonding with me doing her hair growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But she is not really a planner person. Like, she likes the idea of it.
Yeah.
And she's creative. You know, she's artistic. She likes creating and things like that. So planners to her, it looks good. But actually sitting down and writing down things and doing that, she just thinks it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's understandable. Mm-hmm.
But she likes the like, she'll go through and flip through mine. She likes the creativity. She likes the colors and all the
fours,
whatever, the writing.
Are big on creative. Like, I actually have a friend that's a four.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, she is big on that. So, like, maybe plan out your projects, like your creative projects, and, like, write which days you're going to do these things.
Yes.
And so by the end, you feel like you've done it. You know?
And that probably will give you that self-care sort of thing. People think self-care is all about masking and, you know, face washing and whatever, but it's really giving yourself what you need to recharge.
Exactly.
I feel that way.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think self-care is, like, doing what you think other people think
self-care
is.
Yeah, it's self.
Exactly. Self.
What you need to recharge. Because somebody else could probably care less about doing a face mask or something.
Exactly.
But, you know, doing what you need. Sometimes it's just simple as lighting a candle and laying down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
you have to figure out what it is that you need to recharge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, five.
Five. yeah, no, that was helpful. Just a side note, we are not professionals when it comes to the Enneagram.
Oh, heck
we
no.
don't know, like, all the ins and outs. We're just giving out suggestions that we think that, you
and
know.
People that we've be been helpful. Around. As always, this is our conversations and our thoughts. We talked for probably 2 hours before we even got on the podcast.
Oh,
this evening,
girl, it is 5:30 right now.
Yeah.
And we got together at 1:30 or 1:50
like that ish. Yeah, but we talked all this time before we even started recording, so you guys are privy to a snippet of our conversations. So this is literally what we do. And
yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sorry, we just got a notification basically telling us to wrap this up. So let's wrap it up. Okay, so fives, I think thinking space, write out your thoughts, figure out how you want to organize them, and mm-hmm. then decide what you're going to do. But like focus on how you're going to get your ideas, you know, planned out or spanned out, however you need.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I think. I don't know. Sixes, I think sixes and ones are very similar.
I don't know if I know any sixes.
I know several, and my secondary is a six.
Mm.
And so my main, like, I think sixes are a lot of times they're concerned with safety.
Mm.
And that's just, and it doesn't always have to be like, oh my gosh, there's going to be a tornado. Oh my gosh,
right.
somebody's going to break in. But, like, your own safety, what you feel like you would be safe in. And
yeah.
so if that's, like, you checking your bills or writing out your, mm-hmm. you know, whatever
knowing,
it might be.
Being prepared, knowing what's coming.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think maybe some set aside actual planning time for sixes. Like,
so you can put that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So you can feel prepared for the rest of the week. And so when something pops up, because something will always pop up.
Always.
You can adjust where
mm-hmm.
you need to.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sevens, I feel like sevens pretty easy. Plan something fun. Like.
yeah.
Plan something fun. Or a time where you don't feel like you are trapped by
yes.
whatever it is. So, like, even in your planner, like, while you're planning, okay, I'm going to do this at this time, maybe give yourself a time zone. Like,
yeah.
between 12 and 3, I might do one of these things.
Yes, give yourself that room to might.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I think that anytime I've talked to some of my seven friends and I've been like, okay, this time, they're like, ugh. Yikes.
What if something else comes?
Right. What if something better is coming?
I don't want to miss out.
I don't want to lock down on this. But, I mean, they're pretty good. I think the ones that I know are pretty good when it comes to, like, something that they want to do and it has a time. It's like,
mm-hmm.
all right, they're pretty responsible.
So that would probably be a person you'd be like, I'm doing this at this time. Feel free to join me if you like.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
This, I'm telling you, Enneagram is, like,
life-changing. Magic.
Yes. Shoot.
Okay, eights.
Eights? I don't know what I need. I need structure, I feel like. And I need to be able to see or foresee what is going on.
Yeah.
So for me, being able to plan out my entire week, that was okay with me.
Yeah.
And then I can fit in, like, if you called or someone called and said, hey, can we do this at this day? And I look at my planner, nah, but I could do it this day.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I do like lists. Yeah, pretty much I use my planner for reference, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like I use it for reference.
That's true. Like, writing out all the things and then, like, just checking up on it rather than,
checking up on it. Or if I get lost in the moment or something, or I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do or I'm not proud of, I'm like, let me go look at this planner, see what I'm actually supposed to be doing instead of watching Ratchet TV. Goodness. Or watching vampire shows. Oh my gosh, that's like my shameless secret. Vampire
shameless
shows. Yes.
So okay, so nines, we both have nine wings.
Yeah,
I think that we both have pretty strong nine wings too. That's why we get along so well.
Bruh, it's so crazy.
But I think nines, they cannot, like, the nines that I know, you guys need to make sure that you have your planner, but when you're done with your planner, put it away.
Yeah.
Because y'all will get stressed out and then not do anything.
Yep. Did you see my week last week? Last week, there was literally nothing on some of the pages except for one, and that was the Friday.
Yeah. Yes. So I think what could be helpful for nines is, like, plan out the maybe, like, a couple things that you know that you would feel good about yourself. Like, at the end of the week, you'll feel good. And do those things. Don't put too many things. Don't even put things every single day if you don't need to.
Yes. Like,
just put the necessary things in your planner and then add on to it, you know, maybe as the day goes so you can fill it up, or as the week goes so you can fill it up. But that's just
pretty
kind
much how I plan. So I probably don't plan in an 8. I probably plan in a 9. Because with you saying that, you know how with the Franklin Covey class, they talk about, you know, prioritizing the ABC and 1, 2, 3. The days that I just do 3, I do those things. And I'm great.
Yeah.
The day that I put, like, all the things, I had ABC, 1, 2, 3 on each one. I even had some 4, 5s and whatever on there. And I was like, I did 3 things off of that list. And, yeah, I'm accomplished. So, I probably plan. Yeah. My planner style is a 9.
Yeah.
So, think of that. If you do take the Franklin Covey course and how they're talking about doing...
Prioritizing,
you know, your task and things. Because what they have you do is brain dump. Now, you don't have to assign, you know, a category to all the things. But you go through and prioritize your list. And I noticed that when I just do 3 things, or I do a... do 3 A's and I do 1, 2, 3 and leave it at that, I accomplish those things. Like, those are the things for me to feel like I had a good day or a productive day, if productivity is important to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which I think nines might have a, like, I think nines want to be productive, but what's productive for them might not be what's productive for us.
True. Because and if so, I list too many, then it's just like, let me put this over here because I don't even want to look at it. I don't feel like doing none of that today, but I will do this.
Right, right.
You know, I will do my laundry because I need my scrubs or whatever the case may be, or there's, like, my favorite workout pants. Then I'm going to do that laundry.
Yeah.
But this other stuff that I put on here,
yeah,
my bathroom ain't that dirty. There's a bleach little thing in the toilet. There's this. You know, I wipe my counter off every day, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So put what's necessary, which could be helpful for not feeling overwhelmed. And also prioritize, like, what is important to you and do those things because...
But you have to be true to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like productivity is, like... you know, a lot different. Like, my husband is a 9.
Subjective, yeah.
And my husband, like, the way that he sees productivity, I'm like, how? But we're different. Yeah. And he might look at me like, how? Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing all this? Yeah. For what?
Yeah. Because people look at me like that. I'll be at my desk or in my room. I know my son's like, what are you doing today? I'm like, I'm doing it. And he's like, but you've been at the desk. What I'm doing...
Yeah.
You know, doing what I need to do.
Right.
Yeah. So it does. That is key. I need to make him take the test because he drives me crazy.
He's Lord.
He's just so everywhere. He's a spontaneous person. I wouldn't be surprised if he's like a 7 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so crazy. The Enneagram is so cool because, like, nobody can tell you your Enneagram type. People can guess and they can probably guess accurately. But, like, you know your Enneagram type because these are all your motivations. So, once y'all look at that on the website, again, that's Enneagram Institute. Once y'all look at that and do that, then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And hopefully y'all can find your type and find your planning style. And, yeah, like, this.
There's so much stuff on Instagram. There's so many different pages and so many awesome blogs and even podcasts.
And so many funny memes.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. It's so funny.
So.
But I think that's it. So if you have any tips, or if you're in a Franklin Compact or even a Franklin Classic, let us know your thoughts on planner covers. If you found one that works for you, I want to see it because I might like it and I might buy it. Yes. So just shout us out and let us know, like, where you're planning, or if you're even having a planner dilemma.
Yeah.
You know.
Let us know how you are functioning through this. If you're having a planner system dilemma, I recommend the Franklin planner system.
Oh, for sure.
But if you're having a cover problem, like, we need to have a conversation.
Yeah, help us out. All right, bye, y'all. It's time for us to go eat.
Yes, bye.
Bye.